The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, July 27, 2022. Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel said on Tuesday during the Central Act for the National Rebellion Day in Cienfuegos province that it is up to the current generations to attack the fortress of hatred. The president mentioned all the changes that the young protagonists of the assaults on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks overcame after that date in 1953, and if they could, we can, he said. He alluded to the debates and results of the recently concluded National Assembly of People's Power and pointed out that if we want to have positive results in less time, it is vital to act with discipline. In his speech, he asked, "What is the revolution?" In response to this question, he indicated that social scientists will be the ones to study the social processes. However, he said that it is democracy, citizen participation, ideals, and passion. He condemned the economic, political, and commercial blockade maintained by the U.S. government against the Cuban people and expressed that we are going to make a better country by ourselves. An antigen against the Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2 developed by the national biopharmaceutical industry is ready to be formulated into a vaccine candidate and initiate the corresponding preclinical and clinical trials, Grammar newspaper reported and commented to the press Dr. Eduardo Martinez Diaz, president of BioCuba Pharma. Martinez Diaz also explained that among the variants derived from Omicron is BA5, which has caused a new outbreak of COVID-19 in the world and a tendency to increase the number of cases in Cuba during the last few weeks. On the effectiveness of anti-COVID vaccines, the scientists argued that new variants increasingly escape induced immunity and even that obtained due to infection by the virus, but that current vaccines still have a high level of protection against severe disease and death, especially when there are high titers of antibodies. This is why our country decided to reinforce with another booster dose, he added. He also stressed that the immunity of around 6,000 people has been studied, and the preliminary results show that there is a high level of immunity against the virus in the Cuban population. The Alliance for Cuba Engagement and Respect have called on President Joe Biden to remove the Caribbean country from the unilateral U.S. terrorism list. Being on this list subjects Cuba to a series of devastating international financial restrictions, said activists Medea Benjamin and Natasha Licea Ora Bannon, members of the steering committee of the group ACERE, in an article published in the online newspaper La Progressive. The demand through a new solidarity campaign with the largest of the NT intends, they stressed, that Biden reverse the outrageous designation of the Donald Trump era that is unjust, harmful to the Cuban people, and damaging to U.S.-Cuba relations. As the Cuban government celebrates July 26, National Rebellion Day, U.S. groups are demanding that the Biden administration and its cruel sanctions, which are creating so much hardship for the Cuban people, they emphasized. If anything, it is Cuba that has been the victim of international terrorism emanate mainly from the United States, they warn. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of the Supreme Electoral Court, Edson Fachin, assured that justice will be intransigent in the face of violence as a political weapon in the elections in Brazil. "We will not tolerate electoral violence," subtitled "Political Violence." The electoral justice will not measure efforts to act in order to stop violence as a political weapon and face disinformation as a practice of chaos, Fasching said in a meeting with a prerogatives group. That organization has joined over 100 other groups in conveying their support to the electoral justice. It is formed mainly by lawyers, but also by artists, professors, and jurists. Without mentioning the far-right leader, Jair Bolsonaro, champion of the attacks on electronic ballot boxes and the Brazilian electoral system, the minister also warned that the Supreme Electoral Court is not alone, because society does not tolerate electoral denialism. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister designate Alvaro Leyva Duran assured that his mission in the Colombian Foreign Ministry will be to champion peace as an essential right because, without it, all other rights perish. The Foreign Ministry and each of its officials will defend other state policies, democracy, dignity of the human person, self-determination of peoples, their independence, he said. In addition, the fight against corruption, the rights of ethnic groups, women, freedom of worship, respect for differences, and the diverse sexual orientations. We will be the champions of the defense of biodiversity and ecosystems, of the seas, forests, and jungles of the planet, in line with the fight that President Petro intends to wage with other nations to fight back global warming, thinking about the rights of those who are about to be born, he stressed. Last June 25, Petro appointed Leyva Duran as Minister of Foreign Affairs, a prominent politician who is recognized because, since the 1980s, he has sought negotiated solutions to the armed conflict with the different guerrillas. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.